Curtain is lowered, the studio darkened, the camera starts, and we bring you the latest news of the week. The Bedlam News sees nothing, shows all. New York City, circus arrives at Madison Square Garden. Crowds throng to see arrival of sawdust favorites. Hal Growl, lion tamer, poses for Bedlam News.
Hiya, folks. I got 20 jungle cats this season.
Are you putting your head in the lion's mouth again this year, Hal?
No, son. My lion's got pink toothbrush. That's dangerous.
Major Bulk, Australian giant, greets his fans.
I'm 8 feet tall, folks. Last year, 38,000 people said, "How's the weather up there?" I wish I could think of a good answer.
Princess Inca, Ubangi beauty, explains disadvantages of wearing saucers in her lips.
Saucer in lip, no good. Make me look like Chevalier. My tonsils have no privacy.
Hex the Bellows, publicity man for the big show.
Yes, sir, it's bigger and better than ever this year, folks. Get your tickets on the inside.
New York City, taxi drivers lose licenses as a result of taxi riots. Chauffeurs tell their stories. John Jip.
I didn't do nothing. A scab taxi went by and a door came off of me hand. Can I help it?
My name is High Flag, and here's my story. A taxi was burning up in the middle of the street. So I went over to light me a cigarette. Two other guys lit their butts, and I says, "Not me, no three on a cab." So I set fire to another cab to get a light.
Lincoln Park, Chicago. Roy Atwell, freelance poet, welcome spring. Meet Mr. Atwell.
Good gracious. Good afternoon. No, good morning. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Just tell them who you are.
Oh, yes. This is Roy Ratwell. Roy Flatsman. Roy Oilwell. Ratwell. Speaking. How are I? How are you, Sister Flat? Fred?
Fine, thanks, Roy. And I'm waiting to hear your ode to spring.
Oh, yes, my ode to spring, yes. Thirsty days has September. Dirty hay. No, I mean, do you think sting? I mean, spring would be timely.
Of course. I suppose you've written a poem.
Oh no, Fred. I'm no poem, a poet. But they're mums to my kind. I mean, they're slums. There comes to my mind that old slang. In the spring, among fans, Yancy, a long man's pants. I mean, a young man's Nancy, a fancy lightly learned turns to thoughts of love. And as he grows older, does he stop loving? No, a man who really stubs can never lop stubbing. A pan, a man who really loves can never lop. A slop who never loves. Let it go. But spring is beer. Bach is beer. No. Spring is here, and the little twits are birdering. The little birds are twittering in the flea top, the tree top, the tree top, the tree top, the top. It is spring, and the spreading chestnut flea is tree. No, the fleeing spreadnut bee tree. No. It is tree. It's spring. And under the bedding, the sledding, under the spreading village tree, the chestnut smithy gland. No.
Perhaps I could help with
Fred. I have it. Under the chesting vilnut tree, the spreading banana stand. The village banana band. Let it go. But you know, the thought is there, yes. And at this slime of beer, this time of tear, year, to realize that Mother Earth is slinging, springing to strike, to wife,
oh,
to
life. Ah, yes, Roy, to watch the unfolding of a tiny little bud and to see the early bird catch the worm.
Fred, to scotch, to watch the unholding of a tiny little ruffner, tiny fiddle bud, and to see the early moss scratch the bird, catch the bird, get the bird.
I love to listen to the little katydids chirping their sweet, contented song.
Yes, Fred, yes, I too. I love to listen to the little katy chirps dipping their sweet dementia. Yes. And is there anything cheater, sweeter than to watch a hen. A hen with her chewed of bricks, her brood of hicks, chicks. Which reminds me of that old saying, never count your hen till her chickens are scratched. Never scratch your hen, and never mind your hen, but how true it is, yes.
It's certainly Fred. It's been simply swell having you here.
Oh, yes, Fred, and it's been simply swell having me, Bear. Being fair, I mean here, with you all tomorrow. I mean tonight. You know, I've hissed me. I missed you. I missed you all. And I hope you hissed I. We. Me. Me. And I, you know, I always slay he who.
Fine. Thank you, Roy. And now we've come to the vocal treat I promised you as we started this hour of smiles. It is my privilege to present Miss Matthews. 1,000 good nights. Hey, that could have been King Solomon's theme song. And now we've come to my little show, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we're going to take you to Hollywood, where men are men and women want to be alone. I am the movie producer at the Bedlam Studios, and while I'm giving myself a screen test to see if I'm good enough to get into Passport Pictures, Lenny Ayton will wave us to California on his baton.
Bedlam Studios. Oh, yes, he's here. Washington calling, Mr. Allen.
Hello. Yes, General. What? The Undertakers are complaining about my last picture? Death Takes a Holiday violates the Embalmer's Code, eh? All right, I'll change the title. We'll call it Life Laughs at Paul Bearer's. Okay, I'll change the finish of the picture, too. I'll have death raising the wages of sin and accepting the 40-hour week. Okay.
Here's the mail.
Anything else?
Yes, there's a review of your new picture, 8 Girls in a Boat.
What did Variety say?
The boat steals the picture.
Fine. Remind me to take up the boat's option.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Who is this? The casting office? Yes, the comedy horse? You've got the man to play the front legs? He can't get a partner, hey? Okay, I'll be right over myself. All right.
No.
Why, good heavens.
What's that?
Where Reginald Fancy Pants and Claudette Fadad are out again.
I'm through. Positively finished.
I'm finished, too. I'll tear up my contract.
Now, just a minute here.
My public won't tolerate it. Reginald Fancy Pants playing with a rank amateur.
I have a public, too, don't forget.
Now, here. Don't go dragging his name into this.
Oh, she's impossible.
He's an artistic mess.
Now, see here. Remember, I'm the boss.
And what have you got to say?
Only this. I smelled ham when you two came in here, and the nearest delicatessen is 3 miles away.
Why, the idea?
And let me tell you something, Miss Fadeout. The last picture you made, I had to cut up the celluloid and sell it for mandolin picks.
I told you.
You told me. Listen, Fancy Pants. Half of the movie fans in America blew the fillings out of their front teeth hissing your last masterpiece.
Well, I didn't mean to be hasty, Mr. Allen.
Now, you get back in your wheelchair.
I'm really sorry, Mr. Allen.
And you get back on the set. Mentally, you should be out playing with Baby Leroy.
Yes, sir.
There's a tough-looking gentleman waiting.
Probably a King Kong admirer. Send him in.
Listen, bum, I want to get in pitches.
Have you had any experience?
You said it, buddy. Just piped a profile. I screen like $1 million.
What pictures have you been in?
Why, I'm in all the newsreels. Remember the demonstration at City Hall?
Why, yes.
Don't you remember the guy who stepped in front of the mayor and said, "Hello, Ma," into the microphone?
So I do. Your fan mail must be terrific.
I ain't saying nothing, but me biggest hit was during the Easter parade. Oh, boy, did I hug that camera.
I can imagine.
When I hit Mr. Van Hester's plug hat with the Easter egg, well, sir, the people at the Translux fell in the aisle.
Why, you're not leaving the newsreels flat, are you?
That's up to you. My admirers tell me I'm ripe for a feature.
How is it up to me?
I got a cameraman outside. If you don't give me a job, he's going to make a newsreel of me batting your brains out.
Well, really, now, I don't film so well.
No Hammond and Hawking. Do I get the job?
My dear fellow, you were under contract 20 minutes ago. I've been trying to get a chance to tell you. Idea for the theme song, too. As the city starts to smolder, Nero picks up the fiddle and plays Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Get it? It'll be a sensation. Okay.
Maybe.
Who is that fellow? He keeps going through the office saying maybe all the time.
He's only a yes man with an inferiority complex.
Oh, I forgot. start. There's a little girl outside. She says she's waiting for an opportunity.
Send her in. I'll start knocking so that opportunity will feel at home.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Portland. What are you doing in Hollywood?
Papa and I had to come here for a few weeks.
Why?
Well, Papa's sun lamp blew a fuse, so Papa said as long as we had to get our sun direct, we might as well come to California.
That's fine. I thought perhaps you were here to get in pictures.
No, I'd rather eat three times a day.
Well, don't you think movie actresses eat?
Not according to the fan magazines. They're always on diet.
Oh, not all of them.
No, Mae West and the Three Little Pigs look good and healthy.
Do you think dieting is injurious?
I'll intimate when my Aunt Lily broke her engagement, she went on a diet for 6 years.
What happened?
Well, the fella wanted his ring back, and her finger was so fat it wouldn't come off.
What? What did she eat? Pineapple and lamb chops?
I'll say, my Aunt Lily ate so much pineapple, she walked with a hula-hula accent.
Did the lamb bother her?
Oh, yes. She was acting sheepish around the house, and she couldn't sleep nights.
Well, she should have counted men jumping over fences.
Aunt Lily used to dream she was a lamb chop, and she couldn't sleep unless Mama put some green peas in bed with her.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'll intimate, when she got to putting those paper bloomers on, Papa made her go off the diet.
At about time, I should think. Have you seen any of the beautiful homes here?
Oh, yes. I heard that some of the actresses are so swell, they have lavender mice to match the wallpaper.
Say, Hollywood is heaven to a mouse.
I should say, Mickey has done all right.
And speaking of adult mice, does Papa like what he's seen of California?
He doesn't really know. He left his glasses on the train.
Has he been to any of the cocktail parties?
No, Papa drinks installment cocktails.
What are those?
Well, he drinks gin every morning, and in the afternoon he has vermouth.
And at night?
At night he always has chills, and when he shakes, that mixes the cocktails.
I get it. Does he have any trouble with sidecars?
No, Papa wouldn't be seen on a motorcycle.
Hello. Yes, yes, I saw the preview of Lord Murgatroyd's revenge. Now I want the finish of that picture changed. Yes, in the fox chase, the dogs are running in front of the fox. Either get lame dogs or a faster fox. Okay.
I've got to go, I guess. Papa's waiting.
Big business, I suppose.
Yes, Papa's got a new invention.
What is it, a vest pocket that leaks on a fountain pen?
No, it's a self-blooming buttonhole for men's coats.
How does it work?
Papa sews gardenia seeds in the self-blooming buttonhole, and when it rains, flowers grow out of the lapel.
The lapel, hey, I get it. Goodbye, Portland.
Peek-a-boo. Denny Hayden is ready on stage 4.
Good. Tell him to run over that chorus.
I am Nikolai Nikolovich Mazeltov. I've come all the way from Soviet Russia to study your marvelous motion picture technique.
Oh, I see. You wish to learn our American methods.
Precisely.
Fine. Now, I'll show you the evolution of a motion picture from just an idea until it's flashed on the screen in hundreds of empty theaters around the country.
Very loud.
Come on, we'll start right away. Now, in this room here on the right, we keep our idea men. We'll go in quietly.
Very interesting. Their brains are working while they sleep.
Here, here, you bad boys. Wake up, laggards. There's work to be done.
I want him in behind the
wall.
Gee, Mr. Allen, I was just dreaming a swell idea, but you woke me up and I lost it.
Well, I'm going to have an idea right away, boys. Come on and concentrate.
Say, Mr. Allen, with all those costume pictures so popular now, why don't we do the Ruby out of Omar Khayyam?
That's a good idea. Who wrote it?
You know, Omar the Tent Maker. Why, we could make a swell musical out of it with Persian harems and dancing girls.
Ah, that's magnificent.
Okay, get a hold of this guy, Omar.
Why, Omar's been dead for over 800 years.
Well, don't bother. Don't bother digging him up for this one picture. Come on, Nikolai, we'll start the ball rolling.
But I don't want to be playing ball.
Now, the next step is to get the scenario writers working right in here.
Look, they're all busy writing masterpieces.
All right, boys. Put away those crossword puzzles. You, Krasner,
This ain't no crossword puzzle. I'm writing Catherine of Russia.
Fine. If she comes over, tell her to bring a friend, will you?
Anything else?
Yes. Drop everything and get to work on Omar the Tent Maker.
Never heard of him.
Oh, Omar the Tent Maker.
Come on, Nikolai.
Where do we go next?
Now we'll put the director himself on the job. He's in here making a picture. Listen.
Roast beef, medium, apple pie, cup of coffee.
Roast beef, medium, apple pie, cup of coffee, coming up.
Yeah, but wait
a minute. Mr. Round, pardon me, what picture is this?
This is a lunch wagon version of Dinner at 8 for the smaller theater. Okay, everybody, cut. Hey, Mervin, come over here a minute.
Ah, at last I'm meeting face to face a great American director.
They'll strike me pink if it isn't the big cheers. Hello, Miss Ellen, my pal.
Mervin, I want you to meet Nikolai Muzzletaw.
I've come all the way from Nizhny Novgorod.
A foreigner, huh? Well, sticking around, buddy, you'll learn something here.
How is everything, Merv?
Oh, it's pretty bad. I could see the handwriting on the wall.
Well, don't worry. You can't read it. It's in English. You'll have to get busy, Merv. We're going to start shooting right away. A new picture about Omar Khayyam, the tent maker.
Yeah, say, I once knew Khayyam the pants maker, couldn't
you? No. Must have been two other workmen. Get out our biggest stars for the love interest. Oh, here they come now.
Oh, so these are your American stars? Mr. Allen, I'm all a twitter.
Hello, Mr. Allen.
Kiss me and say hello.
Now, you two get ready to go into a new picture right now.
Oh, not today, not tomorrow, but right now.
Yes, sir. And Mervin, get the art and costume director on the job. Come on, Nikolai.
Well, this is such efficiency.
Now we're going to the publicity and advertising department.
Stupendous, terrific, gigantic, superb, prodigious, immense.
Quiet, quiet, everybody.
Oh,
now listen, the stuff you've been writing here has been too modest. You've been hiding us behind the bushel. Now I want you to send out some stories on Omar the Tent Maker, the colossus of all extravaganzas, with 50,000 hand-picked, delectable, voluptuous dancing girls in a breathtaking pageant of exotic loveliness, unparalleled since the dawn of time. Get it? That's a germ. Now start from there and build it up.
Okay.
Come on, Nikolai.
50,000 dancing girls. Oh, boy, do I have fun.
Oh, Mr. Allen. Oh, Mr. Allen.
Why, Miss Blue Schnozzle, I'm so glad.
Don't be so glad. I hear you're doing a picture about Omar, the tent maker.
Oh, it's just a little educational film, Miss Blue Schnozzle.
Oh, it's 50,000 voluptuous dancing girls hiding under a bushel.
Really, Miss Blue Schnozzle?
I warn you, Mr. Allen, that picture is indecent.
What is it in your mind?
As president of the Sniff and Snoop Society, I'll protest.
Oh, all right. Come on, Nick. We've got to make the rounds all over again and call the whole thing off.
For why? In 5 minutes, you build it up here a whole motion picture from nothing. Comes along a Miss Blue Schnozzle, and poof, you are back to nothing again. Fellow breakers!
Revolt! You're drawing a crowd.
They're throwing 50,000 voluptuous dancing girls out of work. Fellow workers, protest! They will march to Washington. Follow me. Down with bourgeois prudery.
I'm playing Henry myself. To cut down expenses, I live in a furnished castle and manage to get along with four wives. But it's great entertainment.
It's a great idea.
Yes, sensational.
Okay, yeah, there, operator. Quick. Lights out. Let's go.
Mercy me and a happy karaoke.
Quiet, silence.
I say, does anyone want to play leapfrog? Does anybody want to marry me? Oh, I say, this is discouraging. Lord Chamberlain.
Yes, your majesty.
Do something about it. Don't stand there like a Roxy Usher on his day off.
Oh, but what can I do, sire? Say, what about an exciting boar hunt?
Oh, I have too many boars in court now. I tell you, I want to play leapfrog, knave.
Yes, sire, yes, yes. The king wants to play leapfrog.
Righto. Come, come. Who'll go leapfrogging?
The guillotine is ready, sire.
Righto. Serve it with whipped cream.
Aha, your majesty jests. And are you putrid? The guillotine. The guillotine is not the gelatin, sire.
Well spoken, Nye. I say, Chancellor, it behooves me to behead a wife. We're behind with our beheading.
Oh, but we've run out of wives, Your Majesty.
Have you looked in the closets? I say, there must be one around somewhere.
I've looked everywhere, my lord.
Who is that lady I seen you with last night?
Why, that was my wife.
Can't we behead her?
Oh, I'm sorry, sire. She lost her head at breakfast this morning.
A likely story. Come on, get busy, everybody. We need a fourth for guillotine.
Righto.
Sound an antitoxin. Write to your congressman.
Your Majesty, Your Majesty. The Duke of Buckingham is without.
Aye, and so am I without. I tell you, I want a queen.
But, Excellency, that's just what the Duke has brought.
Who is it?
One Annie of Cleves.
Just one eye? We'll bring the wench in. Perhaps I'll marry her.
Oh, she's quite charming, Your Majesty, and very blonde.
A blonde? Why, ho, and a pair of tall darals, if you can handle them. Send her in.
The gentlemen prefer blonde.
Aye, hi, there's a wise guy in every court, boys. Just for that, everybody out. Come in, come in, me little sparrow.
Hello, dear.
Come here, Annie, me pretty baggage. Take your bonnet off. Give me a peep at your pretty face.
There.
Wow, a female Jimmy Durante.
Am I mortified?
Why, Sembletree, I'll have the Duke's life for this.
The Duke? You want to buy a Duke?
So you would be Queen of England, aye?
Yes, I can't wait. When do I get crowned?
Oh, I see. You'll be crowned in just a moment. Hi-ho, the Guard.
Hi-ho, anybody.
Hi-ho, the Guard.
Yes, Your Majesty. Yes, coming.
Here, here, lend me your mace, your battle axe, fellow.
Yes, sire. Here it is. Why, you're not going to kill the queen.
No, no mayhem, Captain. I shall knock her about a bit. Oh, Annie, come here, darling.
Yes, Heinrich,
now,
what
shut
is?
Your eyes, Hoyden. I've a little surprise for you.
Ah, so soon? All right, here's shot.
Righto, take that.
Ouch! She's out like a lighter, sir.
Righto, take her away, Captain.
Yes, Your Majesty.
When she comes to, ship her back to Cleves, COD, where she came from.
Yes, sir.
No wedding bells for me. You can't come in until I finish the chorus. Oh, all right, come in.
Your Majesty, there's a messenger here to see Queen Annie.
Oh, tell him Annie doesn't live here anymore.
Mr. Allen's question box.
Well, the question box is heavy laden, and this letter written on a bit of sailcloth comes from Mr. H.C. Gifford and the crew of the Nantucket Lightship. Mr. Gifford says, quote, "Sailors have always been accused of using bad language. While I must admit that I have heard different seamen say heck and don, I don't feel that we deserve the reputation we billow gigolos have among you landlubbers. How can we regain our good names?" Unquote. You have written to the right party, Mr. Gifford. If you jolly jack-tars want to indulge in some harmless phrases that are nautical but nice, here are a few that may help. "Go feather your crow's nest" is refined but effective. "When you're rammed by another boat in a fog, lean out of the nearest porthole, smirk at the offending captain, and say, 'Woe betide.' He won't know whether you mean high tide or low tide. And believe me, he will go aft and hide his head, I'll bet. If you are ever called upon for some high-class invectives in foreign waters, send for my pamphlet, 'How to Curse Abroad in 10 Easy Lessons.' I guess that settles everything, Mr. Gifford. The crew may laugh when the anchor falls on your foot, but when you look up and say, 'Oh, fiddle-de-dee,' I'd hate to be in your boots." Mr. Gifford. If you, too, have a question, ladies and gentlemen, why not send it to me on a postcard? And I shall be happy to help you achieve social ambitions, even as I have helped the Nantucket Lightship to keep in the social swim tonight. This is Fred Allen saying good, spelled Ipana, night, spelled Sal Hepatic. And don't forget, next Wednesday night, the Hour of Smiles brings you comedy. Drama.
I'll leave you tied to the railroad tracks, me proud beauty.
Help, help!
Weather report.
Thursday, fair. Friday, fair. Saturday, fooey.
Stock market news.
cold American beauty cream for a long puss.
And music.
And to every girl and young woman listening, good luck in the great new Dental Charm contest now being held by the makers of iPana toothpaste. Remember that...